USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In the city of Portland, protesters broke into a building, set it on fire, and then started a number of dumpster fires throughout the city. Demonstrations have been taking place since the death of George Floyd and continue to intensify. The fire was at the Portland Police Association building, and police also said protesters gathered in that area vandalizing patrol vehicles and taunting officers who were reporting for work. President Donald Trump has decried the demonstrations, and Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf blasted the protesters as lawless anarchists. Mayor Ted Wheeler and other local authorities are asking that federal troops leave their city despite the protests.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
The protests show no sign of ending anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Felony charges have been dropped against 87 people who were arrested this week on the lawn of Kentucky's Attorney General while protesting the response to the death of Breonna Taylor. The charge, intimidating a participant in a legal process, was reasonable, Jefferson County Attorney Mike O'Connell said in a statement, but in the interest of justice and the promotion of free exchange of ideas, we will dismiss the charge for each protester. Other charges against the demonstrators, including disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing, remain under review. Customs and Border Protections fired 4 employees and suspended more than 36 others without pay after a year-long investigation into their involvement in Facebook groups featuring violent, sexist, and racist posts against migrants and Latino members of Congress. A year ago, officials initially announced 70 current and former CBP employees were under that investigation for participating in a secret Facebook group which users joked about dead migrants and made sexist, derogatory comments about Latino lawmakers. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. I call for details.
A Japanese H-2A rocket carrying a United Arab Emirates Mars spacecraft has been placed on the launch pad for a scheduled liftoff for the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. The launch of the orbiter, named Amal, or Hope, from the Technetium Space Center on a small southern Japanese island, was initially scheduled for Wednesday, but was delayed till tomorrow due to bad weather in the region. Hope is expected to reach Mars in February 2021, the year the UAE celebrates 50 years since its formation. A successful Hope mission would be a major step for the oil-dependent economy, which is seeking a future in space. A coalition of states is following California's lead in setting goals to jumpstart a transition to electric-powered trucks, vans, and buses in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve air quality for communities choked by diesel fumes. The 15 states plus Washington, D.C. announced that they're agreeing to develop a plan of action aimed at having 100% of all new medium and heavy-duty vehicles to be sold as zero emission by 2050, with an interim target of 30% zero emission sales by 2030. States that have signed the agreement are California, Connecticut, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. The group had already committed to an action plan to foster electrification of all passenger vehicles. Thanks for spending your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.